USA News. I'm Tim Berg. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says the Senate will vote next week on the National Security Supplemental Bill, which includes a bipartisan deal on border and immigration restrictions. Schumer saying the text of the agreement will be made public as soon as Friday or as late as Sunday, and that he plans to set up a vote on the legislation next week, and that will occur no later than Wednesday. President Biden is honoring the U.S. troops who were injured and lost their lives in an Iran-backed drone strike earlier this week. Three service members were killed while stationed at a U.S. military outpost in Jordan, and over 30 were injured. The president speaking at the yearly National Prayer Breakfast on Capitol Hill.
Jill and I will be at Dover Air Force Base to receive the dignified transfer of their bodies. They've raised their lives in harm's way. They risked it all. And we'll never forget the sacrifices and service to our country that the dozens of service members who were wounded and are recovering now.
Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis is sending members of the Florida National Guard to the Texas-Mexico border. He's seeking to deal with the surge of illegal immigrants at the southern border. Speaking Thursday in Jacksonville, the governor says he's seeking to protect his state and the country from the dangerous impact of illegal immigration.
Today, we are going to fortify our presence along the southern border. We're providing up to one battalion of Florida National Guard, as well as our first ever deployment of the Florida State Guard.
Boeing is being sued by shareholders following last month's door plug blowout and an Alaskan Airlines flight. The lawsuit alleges Boeing misled investors about potential serious safety lapses. The class action lawsuit is being led by the Rhode Island Attorney General. This is USA News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discreet sensor on your body and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes and you use insulin or have had hypoglycemic events, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-989-1361, 800-989-1361, 800-989-1361, that's 800-989-1361.
A federal judge in California is rejecting a lawsuit by pro-Palestinian groups seeking to force the Biden administration's hand.
They want the White House to put a stop to the Israeli military offensive in Gaza, which has left more than 26,000 Palestinian civilians dead. In dismissing the case, U.S. District Judge Jeffrey White said he did not have jurisdiction over the matter. However, he agreed it would be better for the U.S. to influence Israel toward a cease in hostilities with Hamas. The judge stated his concern that claims accusing Israel of genocide in Gaza may become, quote, plausible in the public eye. I'm Ryan Daniels.
The new free application for federal student loan aid will be delayed this year. The U.S. Department of Education saying students and families likely won't see their college financial aid packets until the first half of March. Louisiana Republican Congressman Bill Cassidy weighs in on the issue.
The GAO has begun their investigation. And as ranking member of the Health Committee, my office is also launching a hotline, a website, for students, guidance counselors, financial aid administrators, and others to report issues they are having with the FAFSA process.
A year after their final tour, the Grateful Dead offshoot Dead Company will take up residence at the Las Vegas Pier. The residency kicks off May 16th and runs through June 22nd. For USA News, I'm Tim Berg.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.